With the prospect of direct talks between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump, this IBA podcast considers the path to resolving the nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula. Despite a lessening of tensions, North Korea's nuclear weapons program is still seen to pose a global threat. The country continues to be subject to economic sanctions imposed by the US and the UN, as well as some restrictions from China. Here, Robert Gates, the 22nd US Secretary of Defense, discusses what a proposed solution to the crisis could comprise, including a peace treaty and the gradual lifting of sanctions. We also hear from Michael Kirby, co-chair of the IBA's Human Rights Institute, and who chaired the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights Violations in North Korea, on the strategy for peace and the human rights issues that come into play. First up is Robert Gates.
If I were advising the president, I would say, here's what you proposed. At least initially, the North Koreans have to limit the number of nuclear weapons they have to a very small number, half a dozen, 10, whatever. And no more ballistic missile tests at all, ever. And there will be any time, any place inspections. In exchange for that, we will sign a peace treaty, we will recognize the government, and as they comply, we will be willing to lift certain sanctions. If they don't do this, then we are going to put a huge number of anti-missile capabilities into Asia to ask the North Koreans at the outset to denuclearize is a complete non-starter. I think it has no chance of success. I think this guy in Pyongyang, he may be reckless, he may be inexperienced, he certainly is ruthless. But I think he's very pragmatic. Are we prepared to tolerate North Korea having some number of nuclear weapons for some period of time? And what are we prepared to do to limit that threat and perhaps eventually arrive at our goal, which is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula? I don't think Kim Jong-un intends to attack the United States. And I think the United States would make a big mistake in launching a preemptive war against the North. So the biggest risk of a conflict breaking out, I think, is a miscalculation or an incident that escalates out of control.
Michael Kirby assesses the importance of how the current crisis is handled, with international law and diplomacy facing a key test.
The way we deal with North Korea's development of nuclear weapons will probably be relevant to the next state that decides to proceed to develop nuclear weapons and thereby to endanger its own population and the population of neighbours and potentially the population of the entire planet. So we are at a critical juncture in international law, in international policy, in peace and security, and in the case of North Korea, in pursuit of universal human rights and the demand for accountability. If an objective is to encourage North Korea to take steps to improve its human rights record, and to reduce the temperature of the security risk, then the path to that objective lies along the route of conversation, discussion, and compromise.
Robert Gates goes on to consider past and present US policy on North Korea and the role of China in resolving the crisis.
Despite all the negotiations, we have made no headway in stopping the North Korean nuclear program or their ballistic missile program. President Obama's strategy of strategic patience, in essence, translated into making a North Korean ability to strike the United States with nuclear weapons an inevitability because we weren't prepared to do anything. And as long as we were prepared to kick the can down the road, so were the Chinese. Why would the Chinese take any risks when we weren't prepared to take any risks? This can will not be kicked down the road any longer, that we have to have some action to prevent the North Koreans from having the ability to strike the United States with nuclear weapons.
Michael Kirby also emphasizes the importance of avoiding a military option against North Korea and protecting the populations of the region.
The one course which is not really available in the current state of the weaponry and of the vulnerability of populations in the region is the use of a military option. The very large populations of North Asia, the concentration of those populations around and near the demilitarized zone in Korea, and the vulnerability even to conventional weapons and rockets is such that use of military options has, I think, to be put out of mind, out of consideration. So what has to be done is to consider what options short of military are available. This is said as much by reference to the security issues as to the human rights issues. The right to life and the right to be free of needless suffering are inherent in the Universal Treaty Law of Human Rights. Therefore, the protection of people in South Korea, but also in North Korea and Japan, make it imperative that military talk should be avoided. One would hope and expect that a lot of very wise, experienced, professional officers at the United States administration would be warning and assisting the president in making both appropriate decisions and decisions that respect fundamental human rights, including the right to life.